And welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning. That was Suplex City, by the way. Okay. Brock Lesnar.
Sounded like a shark, like I was getting ready for Jaws there for a minute.
Exactly. Well, sharks were out last night in the high school football playoffs. Of course, we told you about the Mexico Bulldogs overtime, double overtime thriller, 21-14 against Kirksville, and they will be advancing and playing a familiar foe next week.
Yeah, absolutely, Will. Tigers 21-14 in double overtime. Someone else who had some success, Centralia Panthers. No surprise, they pounced on the Carrollton Trojans. 44-6 was their final there.
Maddie, we're going to keep on rolling on.
South Callaway earned a 42-32 road win over rival North Callaway to advance the district tournament.
Yeah, interesting there because some rematches from week number one, you know, South Callaway, North Callaway. North Cal took the week one matchup, but then South Callaway taking it last night.
Yep.
Father Tolton beats Lexington 56-8.
Louisiana beat Veritas Christian 46-3. Louisiana, the Bulldogs pick up their first win of the season, and they're rewarded with the number one team in the state next week.
Bowling Green dominated Montgomery County 52-13 last night.
Centralia Panthers with a nice win in Centralia. They beat Carrollton 44-6.
Macon shut out Mark Twain 37-0.
Monroe City bested Highland 54-14.
Clark County edging out Palmyra, maybe a little bit of a surprise there, 26-22.
And Hallsville, which has struggled a little bit, moving on in the playoffs after beating Winfield 32-15, and Wright City over Duchenne 42-0.
Moberly eliminated Fulton 59-20.
Southern Boone with a win over California by a score of 34-21.
Pirates looking good. The Pirates of Boonville, that is. They took down Versailles 54-14.
Hannibal beat Holt 50-14 last night.
Jefferson City Jays out of the playoffs. Lebanon trounced them 49-7.
And Francis Howell beat Hickman 42-35 in a shootout. The Cupies done for the year.
Good first week of high school playoffs.
Yeah, there were a couple of upsets, a couple of, 3-6 games that went the other way, and then there was that one major upset up in Kirksville.
Yeah, well, people are still talking about that today.
Well, you and I will be talking about it for a while. That was a great, whether they won or lost, it was a great game, but when you put the win on top of it, man, that was...
From the student perspective,
so good.
I know the
so
guys
good.
Got late into town last night. They were back late. But anybody meet the guys over at the high school that you heard of or, you know, kind of celebrate that win with them whenever they got back?
It was late. I don't know. Like, I didn't go. I don't know if the parents did anything in the parking lot. I didn't hear anything like that. But there was definitely some hype in social media about the game. The boys were really, really excited. And it was... I was really happy for them.
Nobody gave Mexico a chance. You were showing me a video of a couple of, I think they were high school guys on a podcast or a video cast, and each one of them said that this was not going to be a close game. Kirksville was going to walk all over Mexico, and, Mexico came and surprised them. Some of those guys getting a response last night, too, right?
Yeah, I know that the boys saw that video before the game, and I think that just added fuel to their fire, and it just gave them a reason to, you know, make their mark, and I think that they really proved themselves, and that was a really good win for Mexico last night.
Steve Haig getting his first double overtime game in his career.
Yeah, first overtime game.
First overtime game. Yeah. He's been here since 2014. Pretty amazing. He's seen a lot of things in high school football, but the first overtime game, and he's 1-0 in overtime games. Congratulations to Coach Haig and the Mexico football boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to do wanted to review Mexico Lady Bulldogs wrestling. I think we're going to save that for next week. Maddie, you're going out for wrestling, so we're going to kind of have you review that next week. Let's real quickly give our athletes shout out of the week. Maddie, we'll start with you.
I'm going to give it to Mexico boys soccer, specifically Gage Walker. I believe he's the only one that received all conference for Mexico soccer. They play first round of districts today, I believe, against Wright City. I think so. So good luck to them, and good job, Gage Walker, this season.
All right, I'm going to go with Corbin Dorsey. He caught that touchdown pass in overtime last night to give Mexico the victory, and I got to give it to Corbin.
I'm going to go with Hunter Cuno. He was the workhorse last night for the Mexico Bulldogs. 28 carries, 129 yards, I believe, unofficially, and really kept that Mexico offense moving. And was the key, I think, to keeping them in the game in a very low-scoring affair. And, of course, he also starts on that defense, a big part of that as well.
We'll be back with more Buzzer Beater next week. We're a little sleep-deprived this morning. No sleep till Brooklyn, but it'll be Hannibal next week. We'll break that down next week for Michael Doherty and Maddie Tolbert. I'm Matt Pilger. You've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.